When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Don't sweat the technique.
Coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Get ready for Eat Drink HTX, kicking off on February 15th, two-week-long dining event to support Houston-area restaurants and raise money for two great charities, the Houston Food Bank and Kids Mills. Every meal at participating restaurants creates a donation to the charities. Eat Drink HTX, a sister event to the popular Houston Restaurant Weeks with the same motto, dine out and do good. Get a sneak peek at the menus right now at eatdrinkhtx.com. Texter says he's more interested to see LeBron and Luka on Saturday than the Super Bowl this weekend. Yeah, I couldn't care less.
I actually told Brian, I think I like that. I am actually looking forward to seeing how they play together.
More
I'm sure that's
Super
shocking
Bowl?
To you. Nah. Right now, unless my feelings change, right now, yeah, I'm more interested to see how they play together than the Super Bowl at this point.
Wow. Okay. I'm on the give me Super Bowl over Luka and LeBron. I do like that trade they made today for that dude that can jump real high and block a lot of shots.
Charlotte?
Yeah, I think that's a good gift for them.
Yeah, for
although
sure.
They traded Connect Four. For
they
him.
Did. Yep.
Eh, whatever. That guy's just a guy. I got a weird DM on Instagram Monday at 5:28. From a gentleman by the name of Simi. Simi says on this DM, he goes, big fan, currently in prison, and your radio show helps pass the time. I'll be out soon and from the Houston area. Hopefully I can buy you a beer when I get out, and I enjoy your sports takes and wouldn't mind giving you mine and seeing your responses. But keep doing you. Thanks for helping me get through these tough times. 100 emoji, which, I mean, some people, like, dream of freedom. Some people dream of getting out. Others dream of listening to my takes. I said, appreciate that. How much longer you got? He said, if I don't get a halfway house, I get out December 16th. But if I get a halfway house, I'll be out hopefully before the summer. So do we think that this is real, first off?
Let me just say, border on don't piss him off.
Yeah, he could be listening right now. Obviously, he enjoys your takes. So
no, he enjoys
careful.
My takes.
Careful.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the one that's getting him through this hard time and these tough times. It's what I do as an influencer. I make life easier for everybody. I'm not too worried though, because I mean, if he's getting out December 16th, like I don't think it's, you know, I don't think he's in for anything too hard. Right?
No.
Well,
you know, that, I mean, you don't know how long
he
started, he's been in,
though, did he?
I mean, he looks kind of young though. Like, I don't think he's a murderer.
Oh, you mean he's got pictures and identifies himself? That's so rare on social media and apps. It's crazy.
Yeah, he does.
Okay.
So well,
at least you can believe that that's his picture, right?
I mean, it looks like a criminal.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right.
Kidding.
Keep going.
Well, that'll certainly keep him on your side.
I was going to say, the door's opening now.
In his bio, it says home soon, and he has a lock emoji.
Do we know when, I'm sorry if I missed this. Do we know when he went in?
The lock emoji? I didn't ask him when he went in.
Well,
no.
You said he's getting on December, so it wasn't something serious. But if we don't know when he went in.
Yeah, but he looks young. Like, he looks like he's probably, I don't know, mid-20s, maybe.
Okay.
So, like, 25 years old. You know, maybe some, like, petty theft.
Or something drug-related, yeah. It probably wouldn't be anything violent if he's getting out
no.
that quickly.
I don't think it was anything violent. Because he looks pretty young. So, like, the most that he could have been in prison is, like, I don't know, 5 years? What's the worst you can do and get out in 5 years?
I think some assault.
Like I was to say, aggravated assault or...
Well, that's pretty rough.
I know. Yeah, but, so it doesn't... I don't think it scratches out violence completely.
Yeah, what's... What's the... like you're an accomplice to a crime. Like you were the driver in like a shooting
it.
Or something.
Yeah, but it depends on... I guess it depends on where you get... or who's sentencing you, but that doesn't mean you necessarily get a lesser charge. Sometimes Like if you're going along for a bank robbery and someone dies, you can be charged exactly the same as the person.
Oh, assault with a deadly. I think is assault with a deadly weapon.
That's the way it's supposed to be in Georgia. That's why Ray Lewis got out on that.
Yeah.
Assault with a deadly weapon. I think like if you browbeat someone with a gun or something like that, I think that's around 5 years.
It might be longer, but you usually if you behave, you get out in half the time of those charges. So yeah, you could have like a 10-year charge out in five. That seems possible.
He has a picture from 5 years, 6 years ago.
Now usually these
where it says the prison that he's in.
These prisoners usually have. I mean, you can look them up through federal databases, and a lot of these prisoners will put themselves. I know.
I don't delete my text, and you expect me to look up prisoners in the federal database?
I'm just saying, if depending on what your next step in this process is for you, there are ways to look them up. There are also usually a lot of these prisoners will have stuff up to where you can give them money for the commissary as well. So they'll be up on some sort of like I can't remember what it's called.
How do you know so much about this?
Sorry.
How do you know so much about this?
I listen to a lot of, one podcast in particular, but I listen to a lot of true crime podcasts where some of this stuff will come up.
Sheesh. I mean, how long have you spent in prison?
Zero.
Yeah, but Simi here, he has a, he's got a picture from April 19 from prison. So, I mean, he's been there for at least 6 years.
I would not strike violence out then as a possibility.
B. Hannon says halfway house makes me think drugs, right? Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm profiling.
Maybe. Could be.
If he's fed time, it's probably not violent. Most violent crimes get state pen. Might have crossed state lines during commission of crime.
Why don't you just throw it out there? Hey, appreciate you reaching out. What are you in for?
Yeah, I don't really know if that's appropriate. Is that appropriate to ask somebody
don't
you don't
that's
know that's
offensive? If you ask it like that, I don't think it's offensive.
If he wants to hang out and have a beer with you, I don't think that's the cross on the line. You should
have the
right
I like
to
live
that.
Life on the edge. I don't want to know until we meet. Yeah, I do. I do like to live life on the edge.
Okay, you can have this drink then?
Of course.
I don't believe
of you. If he's buying, I'm there. I don't care
I don't
what he did.
I don't believe you. Pictures
if he's
are
buying,
didn't
I am there. Now, if I'm buying, then it's. I don't care if he never committed a crime. It's not the criminal part here. It's the who's picking up the tab. That's what matters.
I mean, there's a lot that matters. But yeah, I think the more you can chop it up and create a positive relationship with the dude, yeah, I don't think that's offensive. What are you in for?
Should I wish him well, though? Like, I kind of worried to, like, wish him well. Like, hey, I hope things are good. Like, if he committed a violent crime, I don't want to wish him well.
Well, I don't think it hurts to wish him well to at least keep him on your good side.
Yeah, I don't think that I'd get into if you wouldn't wish him well.
I wouldn't.
If it was a violent crime because that might set you up.
Yeah, I wouldn't publicly make it a point to not wish him well. I wouldn't go out of my way to do the opposite.
Interesting. XX says, J-Bone, I'll buy you a drink and I'm not an inmate. Yeah.
How do we know?
I mean, that's half the fun, I think, is the inmate part of it. Kind of keeps me on my toes. It's a drink that, you know.
Drink with a little danger.
You wonder if it might be your last.
That's you appealing know? To you, huh?
It is. It's I wouldn't say appealing, but I would say intriguing for sure.
Well lit place, very public.
Do people in jail get access to social media? This guy does, unless he's lying. Brian, I think that they do, though.
They do, yeah. I know it's got to be heavily, heavily regulated, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's crazy the amount of like social sites they're able to access. I don't think necessarily know if they're constantly on Facebook, but through what I listen to with these true crime podcasts, they go as far as to have like basically dating websites where you can contact these people, write them back and forth, and send them money. So I would not be surprised if they're able to access social media.
Yeah, I think that I saw a TikTok of prisoners playing basketball.
Yeah, I think it's definitely possible.
Put some money in his books. I wouldn't even know. Is that the database thing, Brian?
That would be the commissary, yeah.
Klopp says maybe he thinks Branham is pretty. It's a weird text there, Klopp's. What unit is he in? I don't know. I was an officer for 9+ years. I'm not sure.
You know which prison he's at?
I'm just going to let you know.
I know a picture. He has a picture of which prison he's at, but I don't think I should air it.
No, yeah, don't air it.
Just don't have him send other pics to you, and then you're going to be fine.
I'm not worried about that.
I'm just telling you from my wife's experiences with fans in prison, it can go off the deep end quickly.
I think who's sending your wife prison picture is probably a little different than the things they'd be sending to me.
Certainly the intentions.
You just don't know, Jeremy.
And then I could also press back. Like, it's not going to do anything to me.
Do we at least know he's not in Huntsville?
Yeah, I believe he's not.
Okay. Well, if he's not in Huntsville, then maybe you're talking with a non-violent person.
Isn't there a prison? What's the prison on 99?
How did he find me?
In Fort Bend.
That I don't know. I mean, Huntsville's the state pen.
It's right by Travis High School, I think.
I don't know.
Is that a state pen in the one in Fort Bend?
I have no idea. I've never driven by it.
Key from L.A., most violent crimes you're doing 85%, and most nonviolent crimes you're doing 50%?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Another texture, yes, cell phones are inside state pens. They're going for $150 to $1,000 a phone. Dang.
Is that the one that Big Baby used to take his pics inside the pen?
Interesting. I don't know.
There were a lot of people questioning. He posted some pics, evidently, like social media, and the people were like more concerned with, how the hell did you get a phone in there and get pictures in the pen?
Yeah. I think it's easy to do, actually.
Well, especially if you're someone like Big Baby. You're not in Gen Pop if you're Glenn Davis.
But anyway, Simi, yeah, thanks for listening to the show, even from prison.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that I can bring joy and happiness and a smile to your face. And I look forward to that beer. All right, 713.
Killer Bee's big in the prisoner community. We should print t-shirts.
We're big. Branham, big in the prisoner community. 713-780-ESPN. Do you want the NFL to go to 18 games? 713-780-3776. Killer Bee's ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on.
You're locked in with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
This is a bop right here. I love this song. This might be my favorite song. Might be. I love Johnny Cash.
Yeah, he's good.
Grade the song, Blankers. I give it a 9.9.
It's not bad. I'll give it a 7.5.
Jeez, don't like Johnny Cash, huh?
I don't care what it is. It's my feelings.
You don't like Johnny.
Feelings are disrespectful.
They're not disrespectful. If it was disrespectful, I'd give him a 4 or 5.
What'd you think about June Carter?
Not a fan of June Carter Cash.
Sorry. Really?
Yeah.
Man.
As a musician, no. Sorry.
Wow. Okay. Texture, big in the prisons, emphasis on the killer. For the Killer Bees. That's not bad.
I see what you did there.
Pretty good joke. Keith, my brother is really close.
Terrible pies!
Keith, my brother is really close to going to jail. Second DUI in violation of parole. So that last segment was very helpful. Yeah, you can listen to us, Keith. Hope he doesn't go to prison.
Maybe
but if he does, he
gets
to listen
better
to us.
If he goes to prison, you can still listen to the Killer
That's
Bees.
That's right. We'll bring him
even when
happiness.
You're inside the joint.
The prison on 99 in Harlem is called the Jester Prison. Is that the one you were talking about, Blankers? I worked there for 6 years.
Which
Thank
one?
You for your service. He said 99 in Harlem. I don't think that's the one you were talking about, though, was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, no, that's right. That's exactly right.
That one's called Jester Prison. That's probably the nickname of it.
Okay.
He said he worked there for 6 years. Appreciate your duty.
There you go.
John Clay Wolf and Killer Bees, big in the prison game. John Clay Wolf gets the Tiger King to call in. I didn't know that. That's pretty cool.
Anyway. Okay.
We should get Carol Baskin.
To Wolfpack, 9 to 12 here on ESPN Radio.
if he's listening on radio, he can't be too far away with your weak signal strength, probably in the county jail downtown. That's not very nice, Texter. And we also stream on twitch.tv/ESPN975, on ESPN Houston on YouTube, and ESPN975 on Twitter.
Maybe they're listening to the HD2 signal. Who knows?
In prison? HD2 in prison? I guess I find it weird that prisoners are running around with social media access. Yeah, but they're DMing me, Texter. It's okay.
They're making good use of their time.
They're making great use of their time.
I love it.
They could be they could be earning a degree. They could be reading the Bible. They could learn a second language. They could be exercising, taking care of themselves. Ah, they're listening to the Killer Bees. That's what they're doing.
That's right. That's a good thing. And evidently, a lot of people watch Channel 2 News too. So we got that going for us.
Yeah, that's a little weirder, I think.
Oh, it's very weird. Yeah. Believe me, some of the letters and things she's got, she told me about, yeah, not good.
I mean, DMing a 39-year-old ugly-looking man, much different than, you know, a newscaster that's married to Joel Blank. It's, yeah, like, it's creepy when you're doing that. To me, it's whatever. We're bros. We're cool. We're going to be lifelong friends. But, you know, do it to her, that's like stalker material. You can't be doing that.
B. Hannon was talking about how the Blitz had a following in prison. And I texted AJ, and he's like, yeah, we did. We'd read the letters on air. I go, that's not surprising at all.
That's not a bad idea. Yeah, if you're in prison, you're listening to the Bees, get a hold of us, and we'll read everything
send
you want.
Send all your letters to at Peck Mangel.
Yeah. No, I'm good. Jeremy's got the connection already inside. Let him keep going.
As long as you like my TikToks and, you know, drive up impressions, I'm game. It's cool with me. Do you want the NFL to go to 18 games, Blinkers?
I absolutely do. Look, I think just from a selfish, personal opinion, I could do without as many preseason games. And if you can get to 18 games, and I've had this conversation with many a guy that played in the league that they, you know, it's from their standpoint, I understand from a player standpoint, that's more of a beating your body takes and it's tougher and all those things. But just from my personal perspective and loving regular season NFL games, absolutely I'll take 18.
Yeah, I don't see a bad answer here. I the extra week, what you do with the schedule, I don't know. Like, do you
have
an extra
bye week, right?
Yeah, you can, which I'm okay with that. Like, whatever. I mean, you're getting now 20 weeks of games if you do that then. Like, if you go to an 18th game, and then you're adding an additional bye week for teams. It's a 20-week regular season, which sounds great. That sounds fantastic.
Yeah,
that sounds terrific. Yeah. What's wrong with this? I see nothing. Like, from the player standpoint, yeah, it's bad for player safety. No one cares about player safety. No one. We want big hits. We want more games. We want more weeks of NFL football.
I don't think anyone's going to care about these two reasons I'm about to give. My only reasons against it would be, one, like records. I mean, we're already kind of so far past that with the 17-game schedule, and you could argue, obviously, going back even further, that they had 14, 12, 10 further back you go in NFL history. So that would be one standpoint. You know, the records mean less. The 1,000-yard season means less. The other part would just be, are you with an extra game, even with an extra bye week, if these guys are beat up more, are you getting the same quality of play if you're stretching out the season even further?
Well, one more week with an extra bye, I think it's fine.
It's just a concern. Like, I'm not saying it's something I would say would keep me away from doing it, but I guess it'd be something I'd look at. When this happens, I'd look at it, say, see if the quality of play is the same as you get deeper into the season.
Do we get President's Day off? I don't remember. But
banks do. I don't think we do.
If you get President's Day off and you move the Super Bowl back 1 week, now you get that Monday after the Super Bowl off.
True.
So, like, that's another aspect of, you know, moving the NFL schedule back or adding a game or moving it back 1 week, whatever, is now that Monday becomes a holiday for everybody. Not that Roger Goodell's all that concerned about it, but it'd be a nice bonus for fans. Todd the Show, who's our resident contrarian, he says, absolutely not. Week 18 was already a nothing burger. Teams out of the playoffs won't even start their quarterbacks after week 15 of their 18 games. That's a bad take. They would be starting their quarterbacks after week 18 because you're playing for the bye, divisions wouldn't be clinched yet, all of that. To say that they would be resting for the final 3 weeks of the season is ludicrous.
Yeah, I mean, I look at it and say, yeah, you can say that there's the exceptions if you get into the week 18 situation, but would you prefer that, or would you prefer a preseason game that absolutely means nothing for either team, that you're going to just see nothing but third or fourth stringers on, especially when you start talking about fantasy football and gambling and all the different things that people pay attention to? There's going to always be situations like that, but I think having an extra even the amount of games too in the season, but so you can do the scheduling a little easier. I don't see a whole lot of problem with it.
Yeah, I like that part of it too. Texture says an odd number of games is just diabolical. I agree with that. Like, I wish that they would have used the odd games a little differently. Like, maybe a neutral site game against a, you know, out of conference rival. But I hate the fact that in a league where we care about parity and, you know, teams making the playoffs and it's always going to be tight in the standings, that one team's getting an extra home game and another team's getting an extra road game. That never really added up to me. So I do like that you would go back to even numbers, and now you get nine home games, nine away games. That, I think that's better for everybody. With more games, how much do you think the pay for players will go up? Well, it wouldn't go up because they would just subtract the preseason game, and they would turn one of those preseason games into a regular season game. So instead of 17 plus 3, they would be playing 18 plus 2. So I don't think that the pay would go up. It would go up a little bit because you get 50% of the cap.
Look, let's just be honest. You know that the minute that this gets into serious discussion, the Players Association, that's the first thing they're going for.
They got
to
get something back.
All the contracts
are going
to
get something back if they get
adjusted.
The 18th game.
Well, yeah, you would. Yeah, but it would have to be the new CBA, like you mentioned, Brian. But I think the players are okay with that. Like they're talking about player safety now. I think it's a negotiation ploy. Like you're going to pay them more money and they have one less preseason game, one more regular season game. I think they'd be down for that. A texter says money's greater than player safety. Absolutely it is. Pretty sure the players would be ecstatic to add one game for a whole extra week off. Yeah, that's the other element of it. I think so too. I think players would be okay with an extra regular season game if it meant an additional week too. Players will rest the last week, whether it was a 5-week season or 20-week season. That's the truth. Like, they're always going to rest if you're clinched things. You have more teams doing what KC did the last week of the regular season just earlier. I mean, you only have one team getting byes, though. Like, you're still going to be playing for playoff positioning.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really think, like, the last week of the season, I think I agree with the other texture, is the last week of the season. I think you're still going to see it, like, in week 20 or week 19, just like you see it in week 18 now. But I don't think you see it for multiple weeks.
Yeah, no, I agree. I just think there's so many more positives than negatives and pros versus cons in this discussion. I mean, we've just mentioned most of them. But if you're going to have, you know, one extra home and road game, evening the amount of games that they play, it's way better than the preseason. Yet the only drawback is you're going to get pushback from the Players Association on what it does to the players' bodies and their recovery. And they're also going to get pushed back that they want more money. But the NFL prints money. That's not going to probably be a problem either, because no matter what they end up doing to, you know, compensate the players, they're going to make it all back with the extra week of revenue from broadcasting.
Yeah, the TV contracts will go up too, because you're adding an extra week of content for the NFL. Texter says, talking about the 18-game season for the NFL, why not just throw an extra half week in there and it runs for 20 weeks, play 18 games, and every team gets 2 weeks off during the season? I think you would probably have to add an extra bye week to get the Players Association to agree with it, and then the financial advantages of it as well. But, yeah, I think you would have to go to 20.
Man, now 20 might be excessive, but
20
weeks,
look. Not games, 20 weeks.
Oh, 20 weeks, yeah, for sure. Weeks. You know, that was part of this came up and was tabled, but when this came up the last time, it definitely was, to your point, two extra games, but an extra bye week as well, and that makes sense.
Texter says, I'm negotiating a Saturday Super Bowl in this deal. Viewership has to die off at a certain point on Sunday because of Monday, unless it's the Sunday ahead of President's Day. Which you could do that if you move the NFL schedule back a week or add a game. Add 5 more roster spots for 18 games. You might have to see that too. You might have to see more roster spots added to a team. But if you do that, now you're adding players to the pool of money, which maybe you don't see the bump for the individual player. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's having to share a little bit more of the pie. All right, 713-780-ESPN, Bad Take Boulevard. What belongs on Bad Take Boulevard this week? 713-780-3776. It is the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 in HD, 97.9, HD2. Time to welcome some new takes.
Right this way.
To Bad Take Boulevard.
If only there was something in your head to control the things you say.
It's the dumbest argument ever.
With the Killer Bees.
Can I just say that I'm an idiot for listening to you?
Bad Take Boulevard. What are the worst takes of the week? 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776. Brandon T, he's claiming earlier he said he didn't mean linebacker 3. He said he meant Luther Burden III, whenever he was asking LB3 or Igbuka. I don't believe you, Brandon
sense.
T. I don't believe him at all. In fact, because I don't believe Brandon T, and because he asked us linebacker 3 or Igbuka at number 25, Brandon T, you lead off Bad Take Boulevard this week.
You just made the list!
You made the list,
Brandon T. What's that?
The timing, impeccable. Right on time.
Yeah, it's good. It's really good. A texter earlier put me on Bad Take Boulevard for wanting Ben Simmons on this team. So, courtesy of the texter, Branham, has made the list.
You just made the list!
And then after he comes here, depending on how he plays, I could make the list.
Yeah, I would disagree with the texture. I think Ben Simmons would be an upgrade at point guard two behind Fred VanVleet. I hope he comes, though. It'd be fun. I was watching the Arizona at BYU basketball game on Tuesday night. And they showed Steve Kerr there. And Steve Kerr, I think they were playing the Jazz maybe the next night. And look, he went to Arizona, mm-hmm. So of course he's going to be there. But when ESPN showed Steve Kerr, the graphic said Golden State Warrior General Manager.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Like, how does that happen?
It's not like it's his first year.
Right.
He's been there for a decade plus at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, the challenge might be naming the Warriors GM now, but at the same time, yeah, everybody knows
the same one from the championship team.
It's Mike Dunleavy Jr. It's not Bob Myers anymore.
Right, right.
Yeah. Because Bob Myers is on ESPN.
Yeah, that was rough. I saw Dunleavy in Vegas in November.
Oh, is that right? Was he scouting?
Yeah, he was at a basketball game. I hope he was scouting.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he's just stealing money, not doing his job. But no, yeah, that was a bad mistake.
See, you just made the list!
I don't know how ESPN could screw that up so bad. Brian lands on Bad Take Boulevard for acting like Jennifer Aniston is a bum the other day.
That's the problem. You said the other day, and at the very start of this segment, as we do every week, you said the worst takes of the week. This was from three weeks ago.
It was a couple weeks ago.
Why is this on the Bad Take Boulevard this week? I feel this is the limit of
statute of limitations.
I think we're past.
You didn't learn that on any of your true crime podcasts?
Nah, I had slipped my mind for a second, but statute of limitations is passed. It's 3 weeks ago.
No, I don't think the statute of limitations is 3 weeks when you call Jennifer Aniston a bum.
I mean, it's literally at the very top of the segment. You said the worst takes of the week.
That's a good counterpoint. Yeah, that's a good counterpoint. I agree. I would disagree on the statute of limitations for calling Jennifer Aniston a bum. That's one that's going to last for about 12 months.
Your jurisdiction has expired. You have no authority to put me on the list.
Full disclosure, I pulled up the Bad Takes Boulevard document today, and I realized that I hadn't gone to it in 3 weeks. So it was
and
one that I put on
has
there.
Been revealed. Yeah.
I mean, it is the truth, but it's still a bad take.
I stand by it.
Still an awful take. So, Brian, you make the list.
I'm not going to hit the drop button.
Listen to the talent. Don't put your job on the on the line here.
I'm not hitting the button.
He's stubborn. The trade the other day.
I'm a dog.
The Mavs and the Lakers made that trade, the blockbuster. The worst trade the Mavs made, though, was trading Quentin Grimes. The Luka trade, we'll see how that pans out. Trading Quentin Grimes was the bad trade.
Our beloved Cougs.
But Ashley, you ever heard of Ashley Nicole Moss?
Ashley Nicole Moss. No, I have not.
I haven't either. She was doing something on CBS Sports, and she was discussing the Anthony Davis, Luka Doncic trade, and she mentioned that the Mavs acquiring Anthony Davis could be the key to acquiring Jimmy Butler.
Absolutely, and I think that this is not the last move that the Mavericks will make either. I'd be interested if Anthony Davis is a piece that ultimately the Mavericks potentially use to try to get Jimmy Butler. You know, they weren't going to send Luka to Miami in all intensive purposes. They were probably going to require a lot more than Miami was going to be willing to give up. But maybe a swap between Anthony Davis and Jimmy Butler is more feasible.
What?
That's one of the
most
bizarre
things I've ever heard.
Her name's Ashley Nicole Moss.
And that's an old timer. What's her credibility? Where is that
coming? I don't know, blank. I've never heard of her.
I love that her rationale was Luka was too much to send for Jimmy Butler, so instead they'll send what they got for Luka for Jimmy Butler.
Who does
Butler.
She think that Jimmy Butler is?
Oh, man.
She's acting like Jimmy Butler's prime Michael Jordan.
Yeah, that's a terrible take.
Yeah,
it is. Funny. Hilarious. I don't know what she does. She's CBS Sports. Yeah, she works CBS Sports. She was magna cum laude at Florida Atlantic University.
Oh, boy.
Check those credentials.
Well, I mean, it is FAU.
Yeah, Florida doesn't count.
It's Florida. So, Ashley, you're on the list.
Rob just made the list!
I like Rob. Rob does a good job. He's got an Astros podcast. He does excellent, excellent podcasts. Listen to it often. But he sent out a tweet February 2nd. What was that? That would have been Monday, I guess. He sent out a tweet on Monday.
Sunday.
Okay, it would have been Sunday. I was told by someone who claims to have the inside scoop that tomorrow the Blue Jays will announce the signing of Alex Bregman. That was Sunday.
Oops.
Does Alex Bregman have a team yet?
Nope.
Nope. Sure doesn't.
Yeah, Rob, sorry to do it to you. I'm a fan of yours, but you have to make the list.
You just made the list!
We don't. Anybody can get it. I've gotten it. Blankers has gotten it. Yep. Brian's gotten it. All today, actually. My mom's gotten it. A blind guy's gotten it. Look, anybody can make the list. I hate to do it to you, Rob, but you made the list. He's podcast Astros. Good podcast. But he makes the list. The big lead with a massive, massive reach today. The trade of Mark Williams to the Lakers, which, again, I like him. He jumps high. He blocks a bunch of shots. The big lead on the headline, the Lakers moving for Mark Williams is just as important as the Luka trade. What? What? Mark Williams and Luka are the same? They're on the same level? It's equivalent in terms of the return? You're drunk, the big lead, and you made the list.
I mean, the
you
only
just
way
made the
can,
list.
The only way you can try and justify that is by saying, hey, in order to have a chance to go deep into the playoffs this year,
yeah,
they still need a big man, but come on.
That's a fine opinion. Like, I understand that opinion. But, like, it's just as important as Luka? That's some clickbait stuff there, the big lead.
Yeah, he's not exactly a top five player in the league like Luka.
Can we stop with the clickbait stuff? And like, all this stuff that people say for, like, engagement and clicks and all that, it's trash. It's bad.
Just throw the crap out there to get clicks.
Marcus Jordan got arrested for drug possession, and he played the "Do you know who my dad is?" card.
Yeah, he did.
Absolutely, and I think that this is.
That's all.
Thought we were making a right, and I turned onto the train tracks. Apparently, I'm trying.
But yeah, we're not getting back in the car right now. Okay. The reason why, So
give me a favor. Keep your hands out of your pocket.
Yeah.
Keep your
hands in your
pocket.
There's nothing in my pocket.
Put your hands up
and just go with it. Bro, I'm Marcus Jordan. I'm Michael Jordan's son. I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm just trying to get home. And I made a wrong turn.
Okay. And clearly, we would just like to get our car off of the train track.
There you go.
And then he was busted for DUI and possession of cocaine, I believe.
Yeah, but he's Michael Jordan's son.
Yeah.
He's a little booger
smart.
Sugar.
Yeah, smart. Oh, boy.
No big deal. Can I confirm or deny that's the prisoner that's DMing me on Instagram?
Do you know who my dad is card is one of the more pathetic things I can think of.
I think the do you know who my dad is card is worse than do you know who I am.
100%.
Right?
It's way worse.
I was going to say, because that's the first one that's always dropped. Do you know who I am? But now you're looking for daddy.
Yeah,
that's a bad card.
It's still a douchey move, but if you've earned the credential, that's one thing. If your dad was the one that earned the credential, that's
And
bad.
It's not like you're like 21, 22 years old even too, like to where you're just into adulthood. You're a full-blown adult, and you're going to say, do you know who my dad is?
He should have played do you know who my girlfriend is card. Drop the Larsa Pippen.
That's over, still right? That's over, though? Over? He's moved on to other things?
Did he move on or did she move on?
I don't know.
They did an episode of Traitors together. That's all I really know about Marcus Jordan. And was it Larsa?
Larsa right? Pippen, yes. Yes, it is.
That's a weird dynamic, too, that you date the son of your ex-husband's teammate.
Yeah,
that's like some LeBron mama with Delonte West type of stuff.
Yeah, that messy. Yep.
Right? I guess
so
pretty similar.
One way to keep the LeBron-Jordan debate going.
Okay. All right.
Blankers, you made the list from a texter for giving Johnny
You just made the list!
7.5. Take it easy. It's not like I said he sucked.
It was very disrespectful.
Brian, I'm now on Bad Take Boulevard for calling out Brian incorrectly. So I get it.
You just made the list.
It was worth it, though.
Yeah, we had a.
It was a good attempt. It was a valiant effort.
I'll take it. I'll take the crime for the giggles. Brandon T, laughing face emoji, laughing face emoji, laughing face emoji. I put LB3. You read out linebacker 3. You should be on Bad Take Boulevard.
You just made the list.
Third time that I've hit it today. That's
might
a
record
for me. Yeah, new career high. That's redundant. Kendrick Perkins for saying he was the real leader of the OKC teams. He said that? I didn't know.
Did he really?
I didn't catch that.
We'll take the texter's word for it. So Kendrick Perkins, he lives in the area.
We had a Twitcher
you
that
just made the list.
That said the Astros need pitching and should go out and sign Charlie Morton.
Oh, he's already signed.
Yeah, sure is.
Yeah, that's a problem. He's a
rocket
Baltimore,
scientist.
Right? You make the list.
Yeah. You just made the list.
Daikin Park made the list along with the Corpus Christi Hooks rebrand. I don't really care about the name change. The Dyke, it's fine. It looks weird, but we'll get used to it.
It sounds weird, looks weird at the same time. It's money, right?
It's money. I like the Corpus Christi Hooks rebrand. I like their new logo.
I mean, I think we all snicker when it was like Minute Maid Park, huh, the juice box, but we got used to it. We'll be over it in a year.
Josh from Seabrook, the guy on Twitter who keeps suggesting that the Rockets should trade Jalen, Jayshon, 2 first-round picks for Devin Booker and a 3rd-round pick. he said there hasn't been a 3rd-round pick in the NBA since 1989. I didn't realize he was doing that. I hadn't seen that.
I hadn't either.
3rd-round pick. And then the last one from a texter, he wants to nominate people who delete their text.
It's a bad person right there.
That's just not a very intelligent person.
Yeah, wrong new, side of history, that yep. texter.
New nickname for the Astros ballpark, how about the Icebox? Nah, I like the Dyke.
I got in trouble.
I definitely won't isolate that.
No, and I got in trouble for adding on to that about the size of the building that goes with it. So, yeah, I'm not
going to say that. I mean, a dyke stands for a long wall.
No, I'm not going to say it again, but yeah, you know.
A dyke stands for a long wall or embankment built to prevent flooding from the sea, just like the Astros are going to prevent runs from being scored in their ballpark. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great name for a pitching first team.
Thank you, Miriam.
Oxford.
Need more of an Oxford guy.
I don't know. I just typed it in Google. All right, let's get to our car wrecks of the day. 713-780-3776. What are you nominating for the car wreck of the day? 713-780-3776. It's the Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.
You all right?
My leg is broken. The bone's coming through.
You prick! Where's my money?
This is the car wreck of the day.
Texter, do you trust texters to send links to click on them, Blinkers?
Do I trust? No.
Do you trust texters' link?
No.
Soft. Mm-mm. Come on now.
I just did it. You don't answer. You don't open those when we get the text.
I literally just did it.
I mean, he does talk to prisoners.
Right. I get that part of it. Don't pull that on me because over and over again, you always tell texters, don't send attachments. I won't open them.
But then I do.
Oh, God. That's great.
Yeah, but he sent us the Kendrick Perkins thing. Kendrick Perkins says it doesn't mean your best player is your leader, which is true. He says when I was with the Thunder, it wasn't KD, it wasn't Russ, it wasn't James. I was the one leading. Kevin Durant quote tweeted it. I know this may be a reach, but this comment is by far the craziest bad word I've seen this week. See,
sounds
our
like
listeners
Kevin
can send us good
put,
stuff.
Put Perk on Bad Take Boulevard.
He did. Yeah. He might have been right. You know, might have been right. All right, what's on Bad Take Boulevard? Car wreck of the day for you, Blinkers.
The one that comes to mind, and I have LZ the other day. Lance said that he had someone, I guess, a source that told him that there was a time that they had to go to Yao's place and that it was all beer cans and pizza that Yao was consuming. Yao didn't drink.
Really?
Yeah. And he actually didn't like pizza all that much. He was a big wings connoisseur, didn't really like pizza.
Oh, boy. Calling out a Hall of Famer.
Question
and answer. Jeremy, as you have pointed, yeah, and my sources are really good on that one. And and as you pointed out,
is it Akeem?
No one is free from making the list, and there you go.
Yeah. I meant Lance Erline calling out the Hall of Famer Yao Ming.
Oh, right. Well, Hall of Famer to Hall of Famer, they can do that. They can do that.
That's right. It's like a community.
That's right.
I have three. First one is Ippy Pin Mizuhara. You know who that is?
Yes, the interpreter for Shohei Ohtani.
He got 57 months today.
Maybe he'll have time to listen to Killer Bees now.
Yeah, what you do. So I'm going to nominate Ippy Pin for whatever, all the stuff he was doing. The names of the dogs in the Puppy Bowl, car wrecks of the day. Brian found this and tagged us in them. This year's stars, D-Bone Samuel. These are like Blinker's jokes. Saquon Barkey. Bark Kent and Paws Allen.
Turbo Buns!
Of this year's Puppy Bowl. And then the last one, Dennis Schroeder got a lot of hate for what he said about the deadline. He got shipped to Utah. I'm not sure he was wrong.
I know it.
He got four teams in 24 hours. I'd hate to hear his comparison now. If the first trade was already bad enough.
He's going to add a wife or
24
two.
Hours.
Is he getting bought out, though?
Probably.
Yeah, I don't know how he fits in Utah. They're still on this rebuild youth movement that may never end.
Well, you know, one way he doesn't fit.
He'll be a buyout.
For the Utah fans.
Well, that too. But, yeah, he'll be a buyout.
I wouldn't mind Schroeder. I liked him.
You want to talk about a guy
another guy can't shoot?
Behind the scenes, he's not an awful shooter.
Simmons.
Yeah, he definitely is that.
That's a low bar.
But he was like the first big brother for the young guys on that Rockets team that they respected, that he was trying to help and get them to kind of.
Yep.
I would love to have Dennis Schroeder back on this team.
Oh, he was traded again to the Pistons. And the word is the Pistons are going to keep him. So. Not an option. My bad for bringing that up.
I had originally thought it was Miami, but you're saying it went Utah to Detroit?
He went Golden State to Miami to Utah to Detroit. Detroit's their most recent, and they're going to keep him, according to reports. So it looks like he won't be a buyout candidate, which is a good fit for him, the Detroit is. Brian, what you got?
I'm going to nominate Ashley Nicole Moss, who we had in the last segment, for trying to say that the Mavericks were going to trade Anthony Davis for Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, that was bad.
That's a take so bad it deserves two mentions at the show.
That was really bad. Texter says no Mike Vick dog pun name. I don't think Vick and dogs are really on the same page.
Yeah, no. Uh-uh.
Texter says what? No Patrick Mahounds? Goodness.
It's not bad. I liked it. That's pretty bad. Good. I'll take it.
Y'all like that?
Well, yes.
I like it for the effort of the pun.
No question.
I'm making my head hurt.
Text them more.
No, please don't. Texter says Branham car wreck of the day for all the Bad Take Boulevard noms. Only got three.
That's a lot.
I think it's a record.
That's a lot. That's got to be a record.
I think it's the record for the most Bad Take Boulevard noms in the same
You're
week.
You're the Dennis Schroeder of getting Bad Take Boulevard nominations.
Yeah, but I wouldn't consider it modern day slavery.
I would hope not. That'd be a bad look for you.
Josh from Seabrook, train wreck of the day. Marcus, do you know who my dad is, Jordan? That's pretty good.
I think it's Jordan's pretty good. Probably should win, huh?
It's definitely top two. I don't know. Ashley Nicole Morris is. I was an all timer.
It's Moss, but.
Whatever. She doesn't deserve to have her name right.
What was the one that you nominated? Oh, you nominated Lance. I can't vote for Lance because.
That's fine.
I might get fired.
Yeah,
you pick on the John and Lance, usually. You're jobless. You're jobless and moving up north in a week.
One for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll go. I like Brian's. I'm good with Ashley Nicole Moss. You good with Ashley Nicole Moss?
Yeah, either one. That's fine.
She needs a win, too. Let's face it. All right, Ashley Nicole Moss, you're the winner of Car Wreck of the Day. Does it for us. Thanks to Brian for the hard work. He's blank on Brandon. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Houston. Athletically declined coming up at 7 right here on ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5. Goodbye.